State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, y'all? This is Robin Dixon. I'm so blessed and happy to be here with you all.
Blessed and highly favored, honey.
Yes, as we approach the holidays. Yes. Well, it is officially the holidays, but we approach Christmas.
Christmas, yeah, because holiday. The 17th was your cutoff to get something in the mail, if you're going to get it by Christmas.
Oh, to send it.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So, Robin,
okay, I'll
good
be crossing
luck with
my fingers. Yes.
Good luck with that. And I'm going to say right now, I kind of sound drag queenish. This is my drag queen voice that I love because I'm a little sick.
Because you're a little sick? Yes. Sick like what?
Well, I've gotten 4 COVID tests, so I'm not sick.
Okay.
But just like coughing, little runny nose, some respiratory something going on.
Okay. So question for you and for everyone listening. Have you gotten your second COVID booster?
I have not. So I will get that.
Okay. I recommend you get it.
Yes.
I got mine recently. I got my flu shot and my COVID booster at the same time. And I talked to people who have gotten COVID for the third time. And she said, like, this time is the worst.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Of worst and, of getting COVID.
Like, out of her 3 experiences.
Yes.
her third time was the worst.
Was the worst.
Yeah. And yeah. she said it's like really, it's going around. So okay. yeah, if you all can, you know, if you believe in the vaccine and you're okay getting vaccinated, definitely go get your second booster shot.
Okay. I will yeah. do that. Take care of that over the holidays. Yeah.
And I used to not get a flu shot. Like I went, gosh, probably up until like 3 years ago
right.
without getting a flu shot, like as an adult.
Okay.
And I just finally was just like, you know what? Like I'm tired of reading like stories about people dying from the flu. So.
Oh yeah. 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 All right. It's time for our reasonably shady moment of the week. Robin, what Yo. Is going on with you?
Okay. So I'm kind of embarrassed to say this because usually every year is different, like about when I get my decorations up and my tree okay. up.
Yes.
Last year I was like really good. I think I got them up like the day or the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
like,
nice.
I was like on top of it. I was okay. like, okay, I'm gonna get everything up. It was great. I had plenty of time. So somehow, I don't know what happened. You know what? We had a live show. And so that kind of like threw me off as far as like my time. And
okay.
so it wasn't until earlier this week that I started to put my decorations up and my tree up. So I put my tree up and I do, you know, I have a fake tree that's pre-lit.
Pre-lit. What does that mean? Just plug it in and it lights up?
Well, it has like the lights are like on it already.
Okay, I get that. But as soon as you plug it in, lights turn on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Easy breezy.
Yeah. So yeah, so I plugged it in and no lights turned on. Not one.
Is it something you're doing wrong? Is there like another switch that you need?
No, it's just like the bulbs are sensitive. So really, okay. So there's like there's four sections of my tree. And this is like the extra frustrating part. So anyone that has a pre-lit tree like knows what I'm talking about. There's four sections of my tree.
Okay.
So every section is pretty much its own string of lights.
Yeah.
And its own like electrical, like plug, right?
Okay.
It has its own plug. So, you know, the fact that all of my lights are out, that means that every single section has faulty lights.
This is horrible.
It's extremely frustrating.
Yes. Okay, wait a minute. So
what happens is
this the first time you're using this tree?
No. I've had it for a few years. So I think it's just from like handling it. Like, you know, you pack it up, you put it in storage, it gets all moved around and then the lights blow out and whatever. So it's like, you know how it's like if one light blows out on the string,
you're all of them?
Yes,
you're done.
Yeah. So that's like pretty much probably what's happened. Like there's probably at least like one or two lights, you know, on each section that have gone bad. And like, who wants to sit? Like how am I going to find the bad light and replace it? Like it's, who actually does it? Because they give you like backup lights.
Right.
They give you extra lights.
Yeah.
To replace, you know, to replace the faulty lights on your tree. But who actually, I want to know, like raise your hand, people, if you're
raise
listening.
Raise your hand.
Like who actually goes through your string lights, your tree lights, and finds the faulty bulb?
So it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to put some other lights
on?
So
I had to, so I had some extra backup string lights from like years ago.
Okay.
And I had to test all of them. Of course, not all of them worked.
Right.
So I had to like use what I had and string them around my tree. And so the lighting for me is like a little skimpy.
Okay.
And it's annoying. So then I go to like Lowe's, right? I run out.
Lowe's?
Yeah. They sell like Christmas decorations.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
But like that wouldn't be like the go-to.
The first place you would go?
Yeah.
Where would you go?
To get CVS?
What?
Yeah.
CVS to get Christmas lights?
Yeah.
CVS,
yeah. No?
Do you have any decorations up in your house?
Not one.
Okay.
Not one thing.
Okay. You know I go to no damn CVS.
So why not? They have plenty.
CVS sells Christmas lights?
Yes.
You've seen this yourself?
I've purchased plenty from CVS.
If you need a little Christmas, CVS has just what you need.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Yes, or Target has a lot.
Target or
yes.
Walmart.
Yes.
But also like Lowe's and Home Depot, they have like...
Yeah, but I think
I wanted
screwdriver and hammers Lowe's and Home Depot.
They have outdoor decoration. You know, not even just outdoor, but they have like Christmas decorations. Whatever.
All right.
So I walk in Lowe's literally like the Christmas decoration section is cleaned out.
Yes, because they're all at CVS. CVS is, you have plenty to choose from. Okay? Plenty. Yes.
So anyway, I was like, I'm not doing this. Okay. Like, I'm not going store to store. And I went home and I
What? Okay. Yeah. So when you're out and about today, you're going to pass a million CVSs. Just jump in there and get yourself some strings, honey. Strings of lights.
Gosh. Okay. Yes. So yeah. So now it's like today we are recording. This is December 16th. You're going to be listening to us on Monday, December 19th. Yeah, my tree's not done. Like, so I strung the lights that I have. I'm not happy with them. But then I was like so tired, like, oh my gosh. Do you always use a real tree?
Yes, every year. Real tree.
And your father does it?
Yes, he's coming this weekend.
Okay. So I have never used a real tree, ever.
You should. It's amazing.
I actually might try it next year because these fake trees
suck.
I think I talked about this last year.
Yeah.
They suck because they're great for, like, on one hand, but they suck because you have to unfluff them.
Yes. Who's got time for that?
That takes like hours. Like, yeah, at least an hour or two. Like, if you really get them like good,
really good. I have a white fake one.
Yeah.
That's still in the bag because I don't want to unfluff.
Yes. Yes. It's so annoying. And actually, I remember, I think I talked about this last year. I was like, oh, I'm going to wrap it up in Saran wrap.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap my whole tree in Saran wrap. Because I saw that somewhere on Instagram. And we got an email, actually, a reader was like, I'm just curious, did Robin ever wrap her tree? She was curious about my tree. Yeah. So, no, I did not wrap the tree just because I was not sure how I was going to get it, like, out of my living room. Because it's like a pretty tall tree. So
it's beautiful. I'm looking at it right now, people. It's with beautiful, no lights.
With no lights.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But so it's during the day, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. Well, it will have lights. It'll just be skimpy right now.
Okay.
But I did not wrap it because it's like a pretty tall tree. And I was like, okay, where am I storing this year round?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anyway.
Okay. So the shady moment is the tree or you?
Yeah, the tree.
Because you don't want to go to CVS. Okay. Anyway, I need my shady moment.
I should not be having to deal with lights on my tree when they come with lights already.
Very true. Very true. Okay, so I have been traveling with Robin, and we'll get into that in a minute. And, you know, it's the holidays, and I have told my children, just send me links for what you want, and I will buy that for you for Christmas, right? So my kids, you know, I give them marching orders. They pay attention. They sent me all these links. I ordered all these things. Mm-hmm. All these boxes have come to my house. Mm-hmm. And while I was out of town, the kids left the boxes outside.
Oh my God.
What in the mean? Rain and some more shit. Wait, I mean, it was horrible.
Like they walked past them?
They walked past about 7 boxes.
No way.
Yes way. I was so angry with them. Like angry.
Are you serious?
Dead.
What was their
reasoning?
Yes.
Well, I only asked Angel because Grace was asleep and the door wasn't home. And I was like, why are these boxes out here?
Yeah.
And they were like, now mind you, if it's covered, they weren't really wet. I'm being crazy right now. But like, she was like, oh, I didn't see them. You didn't see them?
Like where are they placed?
In my front door.
The front door.
Yes. And maybe because they come in, like Grace drives and she, you know, she kind of pulls off on the side of the house. Listen, they lying. They saw the boxes.
I don't know how they don't see them. Yeah.
Y'all saw the boxes and y'all just decided to leave them there.
Yeah.
Lovely. And now, mind you, people are stealing boxes from people's houses.
Right.
To get down and steal my boxes, you're going to get busted. So don't even try it.
Yeah, that's not an issue where you live.
Yeah. But like, come on now. My kids are shady and I'm mad at them. And I should not put them under the tree. Because y'all can't bring him inside.
Teach them a lesson.
Yes, but I'm not going to do that because I love my children.
That's how I feel with my kids. They're like asking for new clothes. They're like, I need new clothes. I need new clothes. I said, okay, well, I'm not buying a single new clothing item until you get rid of the ones in your room that don't fit.
Okay. I also thought you were going to say until you stop growing.
Well, shoot.
There's that.
Yeah.
There's that.
And until you, so they'll wash their laundry and just leave it in the basket. I'm like,
yeah, oh no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not buying you anything. Like,
yes.
Put your clothes away, get rid of the ones that don't fit, and then we can talk.
Then we can talk.
But I'm looking at a closet full of clothes, and that tells me you don't need anything.
Hello and good morning.
Yes.
So Robin and I were in these streets. We was in these New York streets.
Y'all, we stay busy.
Oh, we stay booked and busy. Yes,
we stay busy. I mean, it's a blessing, so I'm not going to complain.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. No, there's no complaints here. Yeah. So we did like the little Sherry Shepherd show. Yes. No, it's not little. It's huge. Sherry Shepherd
it's
show.
It's awesome.
Amazing. I just want to give a shout out to Sherry. Like her whole team, her staff, everybody was amazing to us.
Yes. Everyone, their energy was just so like...
electric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone was just so happy. They were so warm and welcoming. And I mean, they just had so much energy and it was so much fun. And then the energy in the building itself, the crowd, the audience, yes. The DJ.
Yes.
And what I really loved about Sherry and her show is that it's like a feel-good show.
Right.
So, you know, she's in Wendy Williams' studio, in her time slot, on her network, you know, all that, right? And I love that Sherry didn't try to be Wendy. You know what I mean?
No, like, she can't. Who could be Wendy but Wendy?
I know, but you know, some people might feel pressure to fill those shoes because Wendy Williams was, you know, such a staple.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, you know, she has her fans and people love her, whatever, and what she does. But like, Sherry's approach is more of a feel-good approach.
Right.
It's more, it just feels good.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. No, I love Sherry. And I'm happy that we were on. I'm happy that, you know, it seems like she likes Potomac. She loves us. So I love it.
And honestly, like, I'm not perfect and I don't pretend to be perfect. So I don't expect to be on a reality show about our real lives being perfect. And absolutely. So it's fine if people want to get upset from episode to episode. That means that they're enjoying the show.
Right. Yes. Yes. We get into it. All right. Get into it. Everybody needed to know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was such it was an honor just to be invited on the show to talk about not only, you know, The Real Housewives, but also our podcast.
Reasonably Shady. Listen, we talked about Reasonably Shady all over the place. I just want y'all to know we are out here representing Reasonably Shadesters.
Really, you know better. The Reasonably Shady Bunch. Cut it out.
Speaking of that, so.
Yeah, and in the most recent, you know, we're not supposed to really talk about it, but we did, in our most recent episode, show our live show.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Which is really cool because now we've done a second one.
Yes.
That was, you know, amazing. But thank you to everyone who came out to our live show. We really appreciate you all.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time,
Self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
During the pandemic, mm-hmm. you know, when we did press for Housewives or press for anything, it was all over Zoom.
Yes.
And those days are over. So yeah, like,
and that was
Robin and I had a full press day, which wore us the freak out.
Oh my gosh. First of all, the Zoom interviews during COVID were like amazing.
Because we were in our house and we didn't have to leave and we love being in
yes,
our houses.
It was amazing. And you could like literally, you know, you could put a little bit of makeup on and put your hair back in yes. a little bun and, you
call
know,
it a day. Put on a hoodie.
Put on a, well, put on maybe a cute top, but still have your sweatpants on. Like,
right.
That was great. But now, oh my gosh, it was a grind. So yes. Let's talk about our day. Okay. So our day started.
Well, we can start the day before. The night before we did Watch What Happens Live, which oh, yes. by this time y'all will have seen.
Yeah, we pre-taped. So the Sunday episode of Watch What Happens Live is pre-taped on Wednesdays.
Not always. Sometimes he switches to Thursdays. He switches around a little bit. But anyway, we pre-taped with Andy. Andy was amazing. He was in such good spirits. It was actually his last day of taping Watch What Happens Live right, for his break.
Yeah.
So he was super happy.
Yeah.
So that was a fun show. And then we got up the next morning, we hit that glam, which, you know, people don't realize, like, you got to hit glam like 2 hours before you're leaving the door.
Yeah. So that was a 6:40 a.m. call time.
Yes. And then we knocked out Sherry. Then we went to New York Live. Mm-hmm. And then we went,
which is like the local NBC station.
Affiliate. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Sarah is her name, the mm-hmm. lady who does that show. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Then we went in Bravo in-house. We did kind of like a meet and greet talk, chit chat with in-house Bravo employees.
Yeah.
Which was great. Like, yeah. I loved that.
Yeah. It yeah. was great. I love, you know, like it felt kind of similar to the meet and greet we did at our live,
at
show,
live show
in
yes.
New York, where we can just like sit and chit chat and talk with the fans yes. or talk with the Bravo employees. And like, I love seeing people's eyes and connecting
yeah.
and just having a conversation and laughing
right.
and all of that.
And yeah. I love when y'all not recording us. Yeah. I love that because yeah. what we say in the room can stay in the
yeah.
room.
Yeah. Which, by the way, guys, okay, so we're going to start doing smaller meet and greet
ish
events,
yes.
like a dinner party meet and greet ish, maybe for about like, I don't know, we haven't figured out how big, like 50
yeah 75 maybe
yeah 50 yeah. to 75 people. We're gonna see how it goes. So we're probably gonna do our first one in like the DC area, of course, sometime in the early part of the new year.
Yeah, but it'll be just like, we're going to sit down, we're going to chit chat. We're going to have like girlfriend moments.
Girlfriend, guy friend.
Guy friend, the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
We're going to be like sitting in a room eating good. It's we're going to make sure the food is good.
Yes.
That we have drinks and you all can literally like, you know, ask us anything. And because we've really enjoyed doing that at our live show. So we want to actually like do that and have a longer time with people. And
for sure.
It, yeah,
for sure.
So look out for that.
Yes. And then we did like three other affiliates and we're tired. But anyway, we are.
Well, wait, can we talk about. Okay, so.
What?
So we went from. All right. So Bravo, the Bravo office is in 30 Rock, right?
Yes,
Rockefeller Plaza. And our Bravo publicist was like, oh, your next interviews are, they're just like a 3-minute walk away.
Yes. Outside.
Yeah, outside. So we had to like take a quote, 3-minute walk to get to our next set of interviews. So this 3-minute walk, though, we walked literally in our heels, number one. Number two, these buildings are humongous.
Yes.
So she's not taking into account the minutes, the many minutes that it takes just to get
out the building.
Out of the building.
Yes.
And then in
down the street.
Down the street into the other building, into the next office.
Yeah.
And then we literally walked a mile in the office.
Yes. Like a football field.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Miriam. You might be the shady moment of the week.
Actually, she should have been.
I mean,
she
Miriam, we love you. We do love you. However,
Lady,
never again.
Oh my gosh.
Like if we're going to do that, just tell me so I can put my little, my slippers on that I've stolen from the cans of
work. I know, but we were like, we were in a little time crunch. And so we just kind of just grabbed our coat, our phone, our lip gloss, and we just started walking. And I'm like, okay, we definitely should have changed our shoes because we could have walked faster, been more comfortable, not as hot, not as, you know, I don't know.
No. Annoyed. And then when we were done, it was raining. So we had to walk back in the rain. Miriam, you are our shady moment of the week.
And then we had to fight through New York traffic.
Yes.
And get to the train station and get on the train and come on home. And we got home last night.
Yeah.
And we're up.
Yes. And
working again.
Because this is what we do.
But like I said, we're blessed. So.
Yeah. No complaints here. Now, I do want to talk about, switching gears, Brittany Griner.
Oh my God. Hallelujah. I know.
Thank you, Jesus. Because I said on this podcast, she was not coming home.
I mean, it didn't look like it, especially when they transferred her to the penal colony.
Yes.
Colony. Like,
I mean, because that's like hard labor.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I was so intrigued,
mm-hmm.
with the video of the swap. Like when they were on the tarmac and she was walking to her plane and he was coming out the plane. Mm-hmm. And they had to like walk past each other.
Yeah.
I watched that like 14 times.
Really? Why?
Because I was like, are they going to talk? Are they going to shake hands? Are they going to hug?
Really?
Are they, what
okay,
are they going to
so
do?
Okay, so I literally just glanced at it. So what happened?
Well,
what did you see?
An insider.
Yeah.
Okay, so the video shows like they kind of gave each other a head nod, right?
Uh-huh.
But an insider told me, and if you watch the clip closely, because I've watched it 14 times,
okay,
you can tell that the clip is... It stops and it starts again.
Oh.
And from what I understand, they spoke. They talked, they had a conversation.
What?
Yeah. I mean, probably nothing big, but from what I understand, they
like, yo, I was life where you were.
No, like good luck to you. Like, you know, holla at you.
Okay.
Thanks for getting me out. Thanks for getting me out. Like, I mean, they had a conversation.
Like, Victor, please don't go, you know, doing what you was doing before.
Right. Something like that. Anyway, but like, I thought that was all the way live, a movie.
Wow.
How did you not watch that?
I watched and I moved on. Like I didn't.
I was very intrigued.
I wasn't intrigued about that at all.
Well, I'm happy she's home.
Yes.
Yes.
That was amazing. It was amazing. It was like, you know, when you're, you know, I always have like the news stations on or whatever, or like the network, major networks on, right? And all of a sudden it's like breaking news.
Yes.
And it's like, And my first reaction is like, oh my God, like what is it?
Right. Did they bomb the White House?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh no, what has happened? And then it came on, Brittany Griner is released. I was like, oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes. I was like, oh my God.
Won't he do it?
Like, what?
Yes.
Yes. But it's so funny when you hear that, whatever, you know, whatever network, you know, their little theme song they use for the breaking news.
In an Instagram post, Griner said, "It feels good to be home. The last 10 months have been a battle at every turn. I dug deep to keep my faith, and it was the love from so many of you that helped to keep me going." She added, she does plan to play basketball again next season for the Phoenix Mercury.
I was just like extremely happy. But speaking of breaking news in the news, TJ Holmes and Amy, who we spoke about on this podcast, who were on the news, are no longer on the news anymore.
I know. So it's so funny. When we recorded.
Yes. Last time.
Yeah. Last time we recorded, it was like the day after the news of their affair broke. And we recorded early in the day.
Yes.
So we didn't see that they were on at one. Like they were on their normal show.
That week.
So. And I was kind of, I felt like, I didn't think they were going to be on because I just thought it was too much of a distraction.
Yes, for sure.
So I remember when it came on and you were still here, we were watching it and we were like tripping because like they were like barely looking at each other.
Yes.
Like, and like Amy looked super uncomfortable. Yeah. They were barely looking at each other. But then eventually like he starts making like.
Joke. The next day he's making jokes
about
it.
Yeah.
Jokes?
Yeah, like slyly making jokes.
You can't jokes when you got a whole wife at home, sir.
Right.
And she is married. This is not joking time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, therefore, we have no longer seen the two of them.
Yeah. Well, apparently, like, what I've read is, like, they're really investigating him because there's reports of him, like, you know, having affairs with multiple women.
And I believe all of it.
At ABC. Uh-huh. And then I just feel like, So ABC is owned by Disney, which is, you know, a family oriented, whatever,
yes,
network. And although they're like, they didn't technically do anything wrong. They didn't maybe violate workplace policy, you know,
right,
because they're not.
Because they're equals.
They're equals.
Yes.
I just feel like that goes against their kind of morals, maybe.
Nobody want to be looking at them too, knowing that they cheated on their spouses.
Yeah, and it's distracting.
Yes, and you know, if I'm at home and I am married to my husband and we're living this wholesome life, which is most of their viewers, then I don't want to know that the two of them I'm watching is cheating on their spouses.
Right,
like it just it's just not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool. And in the words of Gayle King, who was on Watch What Happens Live and talked about it, she was like, "Good morning." What is it? Is that Good Morning America?
Uh-huh.
Good Morning America is being sloppy. They need to tighten up their stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Gayle kind of laid it down in a nice way because, you know, Gayle King is very politically correct at all times.
Yeah.
And we love Gayle King. And by the way, Gayle King watches The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh, does
and she?
And
she, when she was on, you didn't see this?
No.
When she was on Watch What Happens Live, Andy was asking her questions about her thoughts on this season.
Yeah.
She was right on it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
She was on it every step of the way.
Oh.
And thank you, Gayle, for watching. Do you and Michelle talk on the phone while y'all are watching The Real Housewives of Potomac?
Are they buddies?
Yes. Michelle Obama and Gayle
are
buddies.
And Gayle are buddies? Okay.
Yes. So okay. I think when it's on, they text each other.
Possibly, or maybe if they are ever hanging out, then they like catch up on it.
Yes.
And they're like, girl, did you see what?
Did you see when so-and-so?
Right. Can you believe, what you think about?
Nom, nom, nom. Yes, all of that. All of that. Now, the world was up in arms. When Deion Sanders said, he leaving his job, okay? And he's leaving the HBCU he was working for with all of our people, with all of our HBCUs. And going to a white college.
Yes.
Called College of Colorado?
University of Colorado.
University of Colorado.
Yes.
Where there's no black people.
Right.
Except Dion and his son.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
How do you feel about this?
Okay. So I have, Dion did, I thought he was at like JSU for like 5 years. He was only there for like 3 years.
And he had to pay back his contract.
Oh, he had to get out of his contract?
He had to pay them $300,000 back because, you know, he was...
Oh.
Yes. To
okay.
get out of his contract.
Okay. I didn't know that. He did so much for JSU, for the university, for the team, for the students.
Yes.
For the conference, for just HBCUs in general. Like,
yes.
He did so much. I think... I know just because, you know, Juan works at a HBCU, I know how much their hands are tied when it comes to resources and how hard they have to work. And, you know, some things just can't get done And yes. I think someone like Dion, you all have to remember, Dion is a world-class athlete. He is a professional athlete that his whole life has been used to the highest level of competition and resources yes. and just, you know, being able to like really be successful.
Right.
And I think for him, you know, a job like Colorado, which is a Power Five conference. And if you don't know what that is, those are like, there's like five conferences in the NCAA that are like deemed, you know, the most powerful, whatever okay. conferences. Okay. So Colorado is in a Power Five conference. That is a major job where he's going to have major resources. He's still going to be able to help these young Black men that he's dedicated to, but it's just going to be at another school. You know,
he's going to have to recruit them. They're not going to.
He's yes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, let's be clear, like these kids, they're going to go wherever Dion goes.
True.
You know what
true,
I'm saying? True. So just because it's Colorado.
Yeah.
Like the fact that he was able to recruit at Jackson State.
Yeah.
Was because they're there for Dion.
They're there for Dion.
So it yes. doesn't matter where Dion is. They're going to go wherever he is. Because true. Like, what other person do you want to learn the game of football from?
The Deion Sanders.
And have on your side the yeah. Deion Sanders.
The only issue, the only bad, I mean, Deion, y'all know I love Deion. I think he's amazing. And but like clearly you're not swag because you're leaving. Okay. So you try to tell everybody you right. swag and you ain't swag no more.
So now it should go to we ain't swag, yeah. baby.
We ain't swag.
Swag.
No.
Baby.
Deion, you ain't sweat no more, okay? But no, I mean, listen, he did like light years yeah. for HBCU yeah. football program that no one else outside of him and maybe a couple others, maybe a Ray Lewis, maybe a Emmitt Smith mm-hmm. could do, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, if he feels like it's time for him to go, it's time for him to go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure... I don't know.
Like, well, what he brought in, let me just say this. What he brought in was the sponsorships
yeah.
that nobody else was going to touch. Like a Pepsi and all of them, they weren't touching Jackson State.
Right.
Until you had a Deion. All of those big corporations, they were not touching Jackson State until right. Deion got there. And hopefully those won't go away when he's
right.
gone.
Right. And that's the other thing. Like you all have to think about the legacy that he leaves. I mean, even not just think the sponsorships, it's the exposure.
Yes.
The coach, I believe, was a coach that was already there. I think the wide receiver coach is now the head coach. So that's someone who has been there under Deion's, you know, culture. And he's right. going to try to continue that culture and continue those relationships and try to, you know, continue being great. It is a struggle, though, for, yeah. I think, in HBCU to be successful and to stay successful.
Yeah.
Because anytime they reach that success like Deion had, then the other people are going to come and say, well, you want to come work for us, or players, you want to come be on our team. Like that's unfortunately how it happens until the state, you know, if Jackson State is a state school, until the state can award them the same resources, facilities. This is what people don't really see is the facilities.
Yes.
The support staff, the training facilities. Yeah. That is the type of
room.
Stuff.
Yes. The locker room.
The locker room.
Locker rooms are not all created equally.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not, yeah. Oh yeah. The locker room. But yeah. It's all of that, which really helps make the teams more successful.
Yes.
It makes the experience that much, you know, much more fulfilling. And for Deion, it makes his job easier. Like I tell y'all all the time, like Juan literally does the team's laundry.
Yeah, that's, do you know what that's I mean? Problematic. Let's give that job to somebody else.
Yeah, but Juan is very particular. He's like, so in the past, you know, somebody has done it, but the stuff comes up missing, or, you know, the stuff comes to fray, the uniforms yeah. start to fray and,
yeah.
or they start to fade or whatever. And he's like, no, I want it done yeah. right. I want it done a certain way. And I have to do it. He literally is, now he goes to the laundromat. He's literally at the
Thank
laundromat.
God.
I know. He's literally at the laundromat, like either late at night or early in the morning.
No, drop it off, Juan. Can somebody like,
he doesn't.
Listen, somebody else got to do this. This is not for Juan Dixon.
People. He don't trust the
Juan
people.
Juan Dixon has worked too hard to be going to the laundromat.
I know, but. For him, he's like, if I want it done right, I got to do it because I don't really have the resources.
Can we get an intern? I need to talk to Juan.
But my point is, you know, it's not as like black and white as like, oh, okay, well, you got a job, you're coaching.
Yeah.
You know, you have, you know, the team is doing well. Like, no, it's so much that goes into sustaining a program like that. And if the state is not giving them the resources, the facilities and all that, like it's just hard to maintain.
When we leave, you're going to find out what all we did. Because they don't really talk about the positivity until we go. You'll find out what all we did for Jackson State and all we wanted to do for Jackson State. I just pray to God that in all that getting, get some understanding on change and where change really starts. And it does not start in the football department.
Shout out to Deion for what he did at Jackson State, and hopefully it will continue. And to Chris Paul, because Chris Paul does a lot for HBCUs.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. But on another sports note, are we done with the World Cup, by the way? I think Morocco is in it.
Who's in the... Okay, so...
We'll figure that out.
Oh, let's circle back to the U.S. team. I told you they was going to lose.
Yes, you did. But Robin, at least I was cheering for him. You weren't even cheering for him. And I was actually going for France. I really want France to win the whole thing.
Why?
Because when they won last time... Did I tell y'all this? Uh-uh. When France won the World Cup the last time, I was in Paris. I had taken my mother to Paris.
Oh, wow.
That's the place that she's always wanted to go her entire life. She had never gone. I'd taken my mother to Paris and surprised her with Beyonce tickets.
Okay.
So we're watching Beyonce and Jay, and France won the World Cup.
Oh, wow.
It was madness.
Oh, wow.
And mayhem, and it was amazing. So...
I can't even believe that order, people showed up to the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert.
It all happened in the same night. So let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
So because France won and all hell was breaking loose in Paris, in a great way, we couldn't find car service to take us to the stadium for the show.
Oh.
So we had to take the train, public transportation. So imagine my mother, my bougie mother, who I love, on public transportation in a foreign country.
Right.
She was like, what the hell is this? And everybody in the subway or the tube, I think they call it the tube, they were half naked with France painted on their bodies.
Oh my God.
France flag painted on their bodies. I mean, it was madness.
It was insane.
And it was amazing.
That's awesome.
So I wanted France to like have that moment again.
Okay, well they might. So the final is between Argentina and France.
Yes.
This Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay, there we go. So I'm pulling for France.
And that's the moment for Argentina, but for Lionel Messi, a moment that cements his legacy as the greatest of all time, and a moment that will be a memory for not just him, but for Argentina and millions and billions around the world, a memory of a lifetime.
Okay, but I do want to talk about Grant Wall, because he was, from what I understand, an amazing journalist.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist a little bit.
Are you?
And I kind of feel like he was killed.
So, but did you see the latest?
What?
They had an aneurysm.
That's what the autopsy said?
Yeah.
I don't believe. Well,
his wife said it was an aneurysm.
Okay, but I think he was eating or drinking something that caused this aneurysm to happen. This is what I believe. I believe they drugged his food.
Oh. He was wearing a shirt. His brother is gay.
Is gay.
So he was wearing a shirt in support of LGBTQ.
And the Qatar people had a fit.
Yeah. And he also had written, I think, a piece critiquing the labor over there.
Yes.
Did we talk about this? Yeah, I think we did. How like people...
How they lied. They did a deal with Budweiser, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, Budweiser was supposed to be the official sponsor, whatever. Yeah, there is no drinking in the country of Qatar.
What?
So like they lied. They didn't allow I don't know what the fallout was, but like they didn't allow the liquor to happen,
right.
The alcohol to happen.
Yeah, like people can't drink over there, right?
No.
Or something.
Okay. No.
That's crazy.
So anyway,
did we talk about how they said in building all the stadiums for the World Cup?
They didn't pay the people.
Well, that too. They you know, paid them, barely paid them. They didn't make that much. But like, I think the number was 2,000 workers over the course of the time.
Died?
Died.
Yeah, because it was too hot.
So the guy had written an article about criticizing that.
And
so.
And guess what? They don't play those games over there, and they will get you. So don't get us, please. This is just my opinion. Okay. So leave me and Robin alone, Qatar people. But I'm just saying, I think y'all are up to something horrible.
It definitely
I don't like
is suspicious. When I first heard it, I was like, ooh, they killed him. Like,
oh yeah, 100%.
But the wife says no. So I'm like,
the wife does not want to get killed too. Okay. Wife is like, leave me and my family alone.
I know.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, before we play our game, I just want to say this one thing because I love this guy. His name is Marvin Sapp.
Okay.
And Marvin Sapp was asked a question. You know, Marvin Sapp is good friends with my ex-husband, Jamal Bryant.
Yeah.
So I spent some quality time with that old Marvin Sapp. So Marvin said, God damn it, do not put Kanye West's music in the same category as the other gospel artists that are out there, because he is not a gospel artist. He is a rapper. He's a something. I don't know what Kanye is. But anyway, Marvin says, stop it.
So wait, were they nominated in it? Was Kanye nominated yes. in a gospel category?
Yeah, because he had that gospel CD.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Marvin's like, no, that's not fair. And that's not cool. And don't do that.
Yeah.
You're not going to take the accolades and all that you bring from the hip-hop world into the gospel world, because it's not equal. It's not fair. It's apples and oranges, and stop it.
Yeah.
So give Marvin, if Marvin was up against him and Marvin lost, give him his damn award. Give him his Grammy.
That's a tough one, though.
Because, it is, because you want people to venture out and do other things.
Right, exactly. And that music that Kanye made,
it was good.
It was gospel.
Yes.
You know?
It was gospel. It was good. But it wasn't really.
Yes. But I mean, what's the difference? So, okay. I feel like there should be a separate category. So they should have traditional gospel like new age gospel, or like hip hop gospel or something. Like, they shouldn't be in the same category.
And that's what Marvin was saying. Marvin said, leave me and mine alone.
Yeah. But to say that he's not gospel, that his album was not a gospel album, like, I can't agree with that.
Okay, I don't agree with that too. I agree with Robin, but I agree with Marvin. Marvin's like, no.
Yeah. But stop. But I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
He's like, I am a traditional gospel artist, and you know, it probably is frustrating for people just to walk right in and be like, oh, I'm a rapper, but I'm starting
right.
you know, singing gospel. Or like, I get it. And I actually think that's the same thing how like trained actors feel about reality TV people, especially reality TV people. But it's the same thing. Think about it. Reality TV people who end up on, you know, all of a sudden they're acting on TV. Or like when rappers start acting. Okay, like all of a sudden.
Viola Davis should not feel intimidated by Giselle when she does her acting, right? Viola, don't be intimidated by me. Don't hate on me. I'm kidding.
Look, Viola knows that you cannot touch
No, I cannot.
But it is the other, you know, lower actors that are trying to break into the business, or ones that don't get as many jobs. Like, yeah, that shit, I'm sure, pisses them off when they see a reality TV person.
I'm sure.
Acting.
I'm sure. But hey, it is what it is.
Or remember when Beyonce was acting like.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that. Moving on. Okay, we have, really quickly, I want to play, because we never
What was that?
Stop it. We never play. Is it reasonable or is it shady? So we never play that game. We haven't played it in a while.
And guys, keep sending us your scenarios. So.
Okay. So these are actually for Robin.
Oh, but this, okay.
These are all for Robin. Okay.
What?
Robin, are you ready? Is it reasonable or is it shady to bring a speaker to a party? I just want to know. Is it reasonable or shady to bring a speaker to a party?
To bring one to a party?
Yes.
I mean, end of the question.
To a dinner party. Not just a regular party, a dinner party.
Okay. So to bring it to a...
dinner party.
A dinner party?
Yes.
It's shady.
It's shady?
Yeah.
Okay, love that.
It's shady.
All right. Is it reasonable or is it shady to come to your friend's event and write down things not to do for your event?
Oh, I mean, if you're going to do it, keep it to yourself.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
shady.
Don't tell people that that's what you're doing, because then you just look like a hater.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are a hater. If you're going to come to your friend's event, be a friend.
Yeah.
And enjoy the event.
Yes.
And don't sit there and be like, this is what I'm not going to do in my event.
Right. Or just pick up things that you would do.
Yes.
I mean, but whatever.
Or just be nice.
Just stop being a hater.
Yes. Okay. Last one.
You have no one else to talk about.
Yes.
Or you choose not to talk about anyone else.
Okay. Is it reasonable or is it shady for IG to make these notes that nobody likes and I don't understand.
Okay, so have you all seen on your Instagram, when you go into your DMs, your messages,
yeah,
at the top of your messages, it's like all these like profile pictures of like people that you follow.
Right.
And they have like little blurbs of like, it's like their status messages. It's almost...
It's kind of like I'm single or I'm in a relationship.
No, no. Okay.
Facebook used to do.
So I'm going to read one.
Okay.
All right. This is Danasia, one of our producers.
We love you. Hi, Danasia.
Yes. Her message says, I've done it before, therefore I can do it again.
So that so if she sends somebody a DM, that's going to pop up first?
No. When you open your messages, when yes. you open your DMs, you have to, it, like, first of all, I think you need to...
upgrade your Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this is... So if you're not seeing this...
Yeah, Giselle's not seeing this.
Then maybe don't upgrade your Instagram.
I'm not going to upgrade my Instagram.
Because this shit is annoying.
It's annoying.
It's, like, so weird and it's distracting and it's, like, why? Like...
Right, so it's kind of like your tag. It's like your tagline.
Yeah, it's like a tagline.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have another one.
So everybody wants to be a housewife.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So another one says... When your girl acting stank, call me over.
What? Okay, yeah. Stop
all right,
it.
I'm gonna, like, yeah, all right,
that must be a guy.
This is fun. That was a guy, yes.
Okay.
All right, here's another one. Here's a guy. Make a million today and give it to the world tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
So these, no, we're not doing that. We're going to keep our money. Listen, okay, wait. We work hard for it.
Yeah. But then there's another one. Okay. Wishing we had warm weather 24/7.
Okay. So These aren't good taglines. These are annoying taglines.
They're just, I mean, yeah.
Yes. So they're basically ripping Andy Cohen off. Andy, go get your Instagram money, okay? Because you deserve it.
I know. So I'm like, you know, I think at some point after like seeing them so much, I'm like, okay, am I going to write something? Like, what am I going to write?
Oh, now you, I don't
now
know.
You want to jump
what
in.
What am I going to write? Write your tagline.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Write your housewife tagline. Yes.
Yes. Oh, that. No, I ain't doing that.
Okay.
But it's like weird. It's like when you're, I think it's just, we just have to adjust to it. Because yeah. like when you're used to like looking at something a certain way and then all of a sudden
it's not that way.
Different.
Yeah.
You're just like,
what?
What the hell is this? But it's actually kind of cute. And,
oh, like, so, but when we first started this conversation 3 minutes ago,
it's annoying.
It was annoying. Now it's cute.
It's annoying and it's cute.
What?
It's annoying. And then once, it's like the Beyonce album, y'all. Okay.
Well, oh my gosh. Are you still bringing this up?
Yes.
Leave Beyonce alone.
No, listen to me.
Okay.
When I first, it's like, it had to grow. It grew on me.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying Beyonce, if you're listening, I loved it from the door.
What do you want, a brownie? What the hell? Is she gonna like?
I want some
give
Ivy
you
Park.
Free tickets.
I want some Ivy Park.
Oh, you want her to send you a box of clothes?
I would love it.
All right,
don't send it to Robin. Send it to me.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, when I first heard it, y'all know how I felt about it.
Yeah.
But eventually, it had to grow on me, and now there are right. like, you know, songs that I like. There's uh-huh. still ones that I don't, and it's like, okay. So I feel like this Instagram update.
Yes.
A lot of people aren't happy about it.
But it's going to grow on them.
But it's going to grow on them.
Okay, so
because
right...
they're going to be like, oh, that's cute. Oh, I like that little message.
Right now, Renaissance is like my go-to get dressed.
Somebody said, woo, chow. That's it. That's the note.
Yeah. No, I don't want that note. Okay. Renaissance is my go-to get dressed music. Like if I'm yeah. getting dressed for a party or whatever. I mean, not for a party, but if I'm just getting dressed in general.
Yeah.
I put on a little Renaissance and it makes me get dressed in such a better way. I look so much prettier when I leave the house. Yes, stop Robin,
it.
I said it.
Just stop it. You had me until that last line.
Until the last line?
Girl.
Then you're like, no, yeah, stop no. it, you lying.
Stop.
I'm what? Trying to get my Beyonce tickets.
Just stop.
I'm trying to get some free tickets.
Yeah.
Just stop. Oh my gosh. All right, guys, that is our episode. We absolutely love you guys. And don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. See ya. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And a happy new year.
Yeah.
And a happy new year.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.